Immigration of Jenny by Night Ocean. Chapter 2. While dating Jen, I had something in common as an Asian immigrant like Jen. So we talked about each other's future, and also talked about each other's values and goals in life. Jen said maybe he might have to go back to China after graduating from college in the US, and he said he didn't want to go back. Jen was capable of performing whatever task I assigned to him. Jen's parents were well off. So Jen surprised me with a MacBook Pro for my birthday. For my birthday, Jen's parents gave me a party at Jen's house. After a large birthday celebration at Jen's house, all the invited friends had gone, and only me, Jen, my best friend Ava, and Ava's boyfriend Logan were left. Jen's parents weren't at home, it was just the four of us. Then we sat on the couch, I sat next to Jen and Ava next to Logan. I kissed Jen. Then I put my hand into Jen's pants. Jen was startled and reminded me that Ava and Logan were watching. I asked, "You don't want it?" while I say I'm fine. Then Jen replied that he was fine too. As I kissed Jen, I took Jen's hand and made him touch my breasts and I took off my t-shirt. Then I sat down on Jen's lap and kept kissing him, pulling his pants open and taking off my pants and panties. Then, looking to the side, I saw that Ava and Logan were also kissing, with Logan's hand inside Ava's panties. In fact, I spoke with Ava a few days ago. We had planned ahead that Ava would also bring Logan and the four of us would have sex together. Before I knew it, all four of us were naked, with Jen having sex with me on a couch, and Ava with Logan on the other one. Watching other couples having sex made me very excited during sex. As I twerked my ass up and down on top of Jen, a huge amount of cum gushed out of my cunt and flowed down to Jen's cock and balls. I was fucking Jen's cock, forgetting how much time was passing. Ava and Logan were watching us from behind as I was fucking Jen's cock. With someone else watching me having sex so closely, I got even more aroused, so louder moans and the words, fuck me, were pouring out of my mouth. And finally, a tremendous orgasm erupted like a volcano from the center of my body to the top of my head, and I screamed and fell on my side with trembling limbs. After the sex, Ava and Logan were clapping and shouting, "Crazy fucking awesome incredible," that I was really good at sex. So for the first time that day, after me and Ava took Jen and Logan to have sex together, I sometimes took Ava and Logan with me when I went to Jen's house after school. And after Jen had sex with me, Ava had sex with Logan on the same bed. I said, "Shall we switch over and try again?" And from that day on, the four of us started to enjoy swapping sex with each other. Logan was white and had a bigger cock than Jen. While I was having sex with Jen, his cock was so hard that it could reach every nook and cranny of my pussy, but when I was having sex with Logan, I enjoyed the sensation of having a full pussy. So whenever the four of us had swapping sex, I always had an orgasm once with Jen and then another with Logan to end it over. Then one time Ava dropped out because she had to go to the hospital after school, and Jen, Logan, and I went to Jen's house without Ava. That day I had a threesome with Jen and Logan and experienced anal and pussy DP for the first time in my life. I already knew everything about anal sex since I was with James, and I've had it with Jen several times, but DP was the first time. Having both cocks in my hole was very satisfying to me. From that day on, whenever I had sex together with Ava, I asked Jen and Logan to DP my holes. So I was able to lick Ava's cunt while two cocks were fucking my two holes from behind. And after I finished my DP, I watched the two cocks got stuck in Ava's pussy and asshole, and then I approached and licked the two cocks which was moving in and out of Ava's cunt and asshole, while inserting three fingers into my cunt hole and masturbating myself. DP was good, but I felt something was missing. So I told Jen that I would like another cock. "Jen, can you bring me one more cock? I want you to suck another dick in your mouth while you and Logan fuck my pussy and anus." Then one day after school, when Ava, Logan and I were waiting in the parking lot, Jen walked up to the car with someone. The boy walking next to Jen was George. George was a black playing basketball and he was in the ninth grade of his freshman year. George was well over 6 feet tall, and as I saw him walking beside Jen, he was a head taller than Jen. On the way to Jen's house in Jen's car, it turned out that George and Jen were online game buddies. Jen chatted with George online and asked if George would be willing to have sex with us, and George was so excited that Jen brought George along. In fact, when I watched porn movies with Jen, I often said, "What would it feel like to have a huge black cock stuck in a white woman's pussy?" Jen said to me several times, "Why? You wanna try that?" When we got home, Ava and I were washing our pussies in the bathroom, and both were excited about how big George's cock was. And when George finally undressed and pulled out his cock, all four of us opened our mouths. It was almost 9 inches long and as thick as my forearm. It was the largest sausage size I'd ever seen in a market refrigerator selling sausages. Jen and Logan laughed out loud and couldn't stop laughing while Ava and I covered our mouths with our hands, staring back and forth between each other's eyes and George's cock. George beamed a bright smile, flashed his pearly whites, and asked, "Who's first?" Then Ava gave me a little shove on the back. I walked up to George and lifted his cock in my hand. The weight was no joke. I knelt down in front of him as if offering a sacrifice, grabbed his cock with both hands and rubbed it back and forth. Then I opened my mouth as wide as I could and put the shiny black glands into my mouth. I grabbed the middle of the prick shaft with both hands and sucked as much of the prick into my mouth as I could, but I was unable to get it in even one third of the prick. As I sucked on his cock, George's erection got bigger and bigger. I laid George on the floor and stood up on him, crotch spreading, then slowly lowered my ass, bringing my cunt hole close to his cock. My ass was still a long way from reaching George's crotch, but before I knew it, the tip of George's cock was touching my cunt hole. I lowered my stance, grasping the middle of his cock shaft with both hands, and pushed George's glands into my fuck hole. I was unable to breathe because the cock was so large that it was choking me. My cunt appeared to have expanded up to the maximum circumference that the vagina could allow it to open. I absolutely cherished the sensation of having a full cunt. I pushed my ass down and pushed his cock further and further into my cunt. The rod of George's cock continued to slide into my pussy little by little. And finally, when I pushed my ass all the way down, two-thirds of George's cock was in my cunt. It felt like the tip of George's cock was pushed up to my navel. When I stroked my lower belly with my hand, it felt like my belly bulged up. "I like your monster black dick, George," I said. I slowly started rocking my ass up and down, and the huge peg-like cock jabbed my cunt. I liked it so much that I was going crazy. I twerked, moving my hips up and down more and more, and white cum trickled down my cunt and George's black prick. Behind me, Ava, Jen, and Logan were watching me in surprise and kept exclaiming. George's cock pushed more and more into my cunt. I wanted to shove George's cock all over my vagina hole. If I didn't, I thought my pride would be hurt. No matter how big the cock was, I had the conviction that my pussy would eat it all up. I continued to shove George's 9-inch cock into my cunt, bouncing my whole body up and down. And as I forced my ass down, I finally felt the root of the cock touched my cunt. I pushed my ass down with all my weight and my ass collided with George's thigh as his cock completely disappeared and was lodged in my pussy. After I had driven the cock as deep as I could into my pussy, I called out to Jen and Logan while sitting on George's crotch. I ordered Logan to fuck anus because Logan's cock was slightly bigger than Jen's. With George's cock stuck in my cunt, Logan's cock pushed up my anus. And I asked Jen to put his cock in my mouth. I finally felt like a complete human being. I thought that I, an imperfect human being, had become complete by filling all my empty pores. Three cocks were stuck in my cunt, anus, and mouth. I was so happy. At my age of 16, I became such a complete woman.